tradition and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
I appreciate all you being with us on a early Thursday evening. It's been a busy show, and let's continue. Montgomery, Alabama, our next stop. I'm in.
Live from the capital city, the cradle of Confederacy, Paul Feinbaum. How are you doing today?
Okay, thank you.
I knew you were. That's what you said. Great. I always love that dude's calls. You know, Paul, I think it's obvious Dominic needs to stick to cussing instead of singing. He's a better cusser than he is a singer. Would that a fair statement?
That sounds like maybe a George Jones song from the 50s. Better cusser than a singer.
he'll grow up one day. That boy's got dreams so big. His dreams are bigger than Pinocchio's. He wants to be grown so fast. Dominic. Just enjoy being 12. One day you'll be 13. Then you'll be 14. Just take it slow. You'll get there one day. And one day you won't have to have lemonade. You can and milk and cookies. You'll have to. You'll be able to have a shot of tequila and other things. You'll get there one day, little feller. You'll get there one day.
Little feller. There you go again.
Yeah, little feller. And little feller, you'll probably grow up to be at least 5'7", and that'd be taller than the other little feller. You know, Paul, I tell you, what's going on in Tuscaloosa? I told you they was going to run Nick Saban's ass out of there. And it's obvious with what they just did to Eli Gold, told him, announce that you retire. Because you've been fired is what you've been fired. And Eli, I'd like to, you know, send you my condolences because I know you've done a great job for all these years. I mean, I appreciate the fact you never told me where the ball was. You never told me the score. You never told me how much time was in the game. All those different things you never did. But you were an icon, and the Bammers are going to miss you. And I hate the fact that they fired you and run you off just like they did Nick Saban. And then I heard somebody say, well, y'all better call Miss Terry. And just right now, Miss Terry don't carry no damn clout. She's done. Just like the little feller. He's done. Just like Eli. He's out of here. What is that school? Are they saving all that money to pay them players that's fixing to leave? That's a desperate situation up there.
I need to butt in here. Miss Terry is still the first lady of Alabama football.
No. She's nothing anymore. She's gone. She's history. Did she go to the administration like she did Wayne Huizenga and beg to get out of a contract? So, you know, college is our place. I mean, that's where we want to be. That's where our heart is. We do a better job in college than we can in pros. Did she go to the University of Alabama and beg to say, let him retire. Let's just leave it there. Leave it there. Nothing to see here. And then Nick retires. And he doesn't have a press conference. I mean, there's a lot of suspicious things going on. I'm telling you, the damn thing is falling apart faster than Humpty Dumpty on a wall. I mean, there's a cracked egg all over Tuscaloosa. It's falling apart. It's dripping down their leg, and there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing they can do about it except watch it. And I tell you, when that team comes in this year at 6-6, oh, the Bammers, we just play for championships. We just play for championships. Y'all suck. Georgia sucks. Georgia's going to whip that ass in Brian Denny, and Auburn's going to whip that ass in Brian Denny at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, and there ain't a damn thing they can do about it. Now, War Dam Eagle, you have a great day.
Thank you, young man. John is up next.
Hey, Paul. By the way, next time you talk to I-Man, make sure that you tell him I like the new picture. I like the hairdo.
It's scary. It's kind of cool. It looks like he was arrested protesting the 68 convention in Chicago. He's part of
That's a good one, Paul. 68 convention. I like the 68 convention. And I also, I'll make one political comment. If the young man, the Kennedy man, does make it to the ballot, I'm going to vote for him. I was a big Kennedy fan, quite frankly, Paul.
You're talking about Robert Kennedy Jr.?
I'm talking about all the Kennedys. Like Joe, going way back to Joe Kennedy. Anyway, that's not the reason I called. But, Paul, I'm going to talk very candid tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about a couple things I'm sure you're not going to want to talk about, and you're going to cut me off. But, Paul, I have an inkling and a pretty strong belief that and this is coming from some pretty reliable sources, Paul, that you have some under-the-table issues going on with people funding individuals who really are basically, Paul, they're paid people that come on your show, and they're really not callers, okay? And I had somebody the last couple of weeks talking to me about this, and they gave me some pretty reliable information. I'm not going to mention names, but is that a true statement that some of these people that are supposedly callers are not callers, that they're employed by your program? And by the way, you've been able to do a really good job of covering up the money trail, as we know. So, I mean, what is your response to that? You know,
my response, John, is that is categorically false. That is a lie. We barely get paid ourselves, let alone have money to share with the audience.
Well, I mean, can I mention names, Paul?
You can mention all the names you want, and not one of them will be accurate. But go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, people like AJ... and
you think
Brenda,
we would pay that guy anything? I mean, are you
Brenda,
serious?
Yes, I am serious.
That is...
Paul, Brenda,
who?
Also Legend. Isn't there a Brenda
now,
who is the lady that...
Now, if
called?
I could pay Legend, I would, but we can't. We're not allowed to pay callers.
Well, I mean, how can we prove that, Paul?
First of all, you can't prove a negative, John, but here's what a judge would tell you, Mr. John. Do you have one scintilla of evidence to support this cockamamie allegation that you have made?
Well, Paul, doesn't it?
The answer is no.
We're going to go right.
By the way, John, if we could, if we paid callers, you would be at or near the top.
Well, Paul, you don't have to pay me anything. Okay, that's the bottom line.
You want to get, John, you want to go back to maybe get Daniel Ellsberg to break in the ESPN vault and see if we can find the pay stubs?
What I'm talking about, Paul, is under the cover, arm's length kind of transactions. And I'm called up to talk about this today because I want your other callers to consider this. And it seems very convenient, Paul, that these people, there are certain people that call in the show.
Okay, so, John, you're a smart guy. You work for the CIA or whatever.
No, I'm not very smart, Paul. And I work at the Juvenile Delinquent Center, and I got off about 30 minutes ago, and I'm driving home.
Go ahead. Glad to hear that. Be safe, though. St. Louis is a very dangerous place at night.
Well, it is very dangerous. Yes, okay. Sir.
Depending on what street you're on. My question to you, John, is if you had to rank the Feinbaum callers from an NIL valuation position, who do you think would be the four or five highest paid callers?
Well, we're going to have Jim in there. And Daryl.
Daryl.
and probably AJ.
Yeah. I'm going to quit laughing here. I'm sorry.
And then there's another caller from Missouri. Who she calls up and
you must
like,
be from. So see, I was told by a Missourian that if you're from a certain geographical latitude in Missouri, you call it Missouri. But if you're in the northern part, you call it Missouri.
No, it's Missouri. Anyway, Paul, I want to talk serious here. We have another individual there. Is her name Martha? Mary Jo. She calls up and always praises Coach Eli.
Mary Jo, she's the one that had the thing going with Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah.
I don't mean a thing like a thing. I mean, she would call in and she thought Elijah was a better coach than Nick Saban.
Well, she also talked about how he was going to become the next yeah. Saban, and you know, give me.
And
a
that's
break.
Why Saban retired, because he was afraid of that meeting next year.
Yeah. Well, he could have been afraid of it, but anyway, Paul, you, all I can say is I'm onto something here, and I know I can smell a rat when I smell a rat. And it's just way too convenient.
Well, I'll tell you what, John. I remember I was in the newspaper business many years ago, and I would go into my yeah. editor's office with a big scandal, and he would just yeah. like kick me out the door and say, go get some facts. Don't come back until you get them. And, John, that's what I have to say to you. And while you're at it, young man, wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, see, this, you guys make fun of me, and Paul, this is why common people like me who call up and talk business, like Mo Green and Freddie Corleone. Good night, Paul.
I haven't seen Mo Green since Godfather 2. Man, we'll take a short break. We need one. More to come.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We're still trying to figure out that call from John, but apparently I-Man has a reaction to that.
You know, Paul, I was listening to John's call, and he's talking about, you know, people getting paid. Now, I think it's a fair statement that I'm the longest continuous caller to this program in the history of anything that you've done.
Correct.
There's some people that have called before and during and after the fact, some that have been listening longer than me, but nobody has participated as heavy as I have since I first came on the show. I've met probably, I'm going to say 55 or 60 people that were barnstorming this show.
Correct.
Some of these people were not notable to others, but they were very notable to you, and they got my attention. And I'm talking about the Shanes, the Bobbies, the John from Chalkville, Elmo. I mean, all kinds of guys. And I have talked personally to probably 50, 75 of these people.
nobody that I'm aware of has ever gotten a single dime considered as a payment from you. Did we go to a luncheon or something like that that was catered and everybody involved and other people that didn't even call the show there? A few of those have happened. But not once has anything I ever heard that anybody got called, you know, anybody that called got paid. As a matter of fact, just about all of the things that I've ever been involved with you and traveled, that was out of my pocket. And I did it for the passion and the fun of the show, and I was able to negotiate my time because I was self-employed. And if I didn't have anything to do, if I could negotiate things, I'd go be involved. But it wasn't every time you did something. It was when it was conveniently and it fit. But not once have I ever heard of anybody getting paid. But I will say this. If you were smart enough and crafty enough and you were dead damn committed, you could have taken this show and your personality and you could have spun it into something that might have been financially rewarding. But the commitment is through the roof, and most people don't understand those kind of commitments because they just get up and follow the tail to the. They go to work. Somebody tells them what to do, then they tell them to go home. They don't have that kind of a commitment to understanding what it takes to go out there and create something on your own and be committed to follow through with it and be successful financially. But I would just beg John, just quit thinking those kind of things, because we've heard those things for years. And I'm telling you, to the world out there, I don't know of one person that ever got a dime for calling this program because Paul needed callers that had to be paid. It's all been out of pure fun and enjoyment. And I know that's hard for some people to wrap their head around, but most of your regular callers have a commitment to having fun and being a part of something. And I tell you, I take it as an honor to be a part of this program from where it was in Birmingham, Alabama, with what listeners it has, to what it is today. I mean, I'm honored that you're still taking my call. It's something that I don't know what I committed to it and what, you know, what my process and part of it was that helped all this. But I do know that I've been here. And it's an honor for you to take my call. And I appreciate you and your staff, as always. You're top-notch. And have a good day.
Thank you very much. Deanna in North Carolina is up next. So hello, Deanna.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I'm ready to get a new coach. Fire Cal, I'm on that boat. We got to throw him over the boat, get him out of our boat. He's sinking our boat.
Wow, that's pretty dramatic.
Well, look at the performance. I mean, he's lost more games that he should have won than he's won more games that he should have lost. And he's had more talent than I don't know of any program that's had that kind of talent in the last 10 years and not done very much with it.
No, I think you are correct about that. But what's so frustrating is he loses those home games, and he goes to Auburn with the most impressive win maybe of any school in the country this year. And then he lets it all slip away Wednesday night.
Well, he doesn't know who to keep on the floor. I mean, you know, he's a good recruiter. Everybody says it, but he's not a great coach. And I like Seton Hall's coach. He beat Rick Pitino. He beat Cal. He's got a good program. He's got a good basketball mind. I say stay away from lifetime contracts, stay away from big names.
Well, thank you very much, Deanna. Really appreciate that. Cat Daddy is up next.
All right, Big Paul. Let's don't be playing around tonight, okay? I want my money. I've been calling this show for almost 3 or 4 years, and I ain't got my check yet. What's going on with you, Big Paul? Where is the money?
Hey, Cat Daddy, could you give me till tomorrow, and I'll put the check in the mail.
All right. Now, that don't come through now. You know, I'm going to send Alfredo to come see you, and Alfredo don't play.
I don't want to see Alfredo.
Big Paul, I can't believe people accusing you of this, that, and the other. That's the craziest stuff I ever heard, man. You just got a good show. People love it. The heck with it. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. But Big Paul, you're all right in my book.
Well, thank you very, very much. Larry is up next.
What's up?
What's up?
Come on, Randy. What's up?
What's up, Larry?
Woo! I want to tell you something. You couldn't find me a damn be on this show.
Hey, Larry.
What?
We've thought about paying a few people not to ever call again.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, man. Listen, I would do a to-go me fund to keep that rat off there. That man is psycho. I mean, he's crazy. You know, I mean, he won't get the statement out of his brain. He just, I don't know, man. The guy I met him, he's short of statement.
I forgot you have met I-Man.
Huh?
Were you there the day? Yeah, you were there the day we talked to the guy from the. We went to that restaurant from the comedy. What was it the comedy clan? The comedy channel. Comedy Central.
He's a big mouth. He just
Trevor Noah's old show.
We sat
at this restaurant in a hamburger place, the Rammer Jammer in Tuscaloosa, for probably 3 hours to tape this thing for Comedy Central. And tell me this, it was you, me, Jerome, and Phyllis. And in those 3 hours, would you say I-Man talked for about 2 hours and 58 minutes?
Absolutely, maybe a little more. That man has got a rattle jaw. I'm telling you something, I'm going to tell you something. I've negotiated taking him fishing and not coming back. Now I really mean that. So y'all can go and get the handcuffs out. Because he get his ass out there in the boat, whoop, he's out of here. I mean, I'm going to go look at them catfish. Because he just talks about saving me. He just gets, my skin start crawling. I want to just punch the wall. I want to drink some more beer. You know, he just gets up my ass about 19 miles. Sorry about that, Dominic. He gets up my yee-yang about 9 miles. But yeah, this show, tell you what, if there's some people that I would pay to be on here. You're right, Paul. There's some good entertainment. I mean, I love it, man. I love the people, and I will not ever in my life forget what she done for me and my daughter and my family and what she meant to me. To have something to do in the evenings that makes me feel good. Drink my beer, listen to y'all. That's fun, man. I mean, you really opened up something to me. I was riding up and down the road, smoking Chevrolet pickup, drinking Bud Light. I heard people on the radio cussing each other out. Shoot, I want some of that. There I am.
Well, Larry, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. That means a lot. What's that?
Roll down time.
Roll down time. Later, man. You got it. What are we doing? Are we taking a break? Oh, okay. Thank you. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, Larry hits on a lot of good points right there, Paul. And I'm a man, it's true, too, you know. But John in St. Louis, he don't need to worry about no NIL dip, because if it did, he'd owe money. So, I mean, he don't even need to worry about it, Paul. But it ain't about the money. I mean, you don't call somebody up and tell them to pay you money because I called you. I mean, that would be, you know, that you don't see the irony in that. It would be a little bit weird there. But it ain't about the money, Paul. It's more about the conversation with what I consider the greatest broadcaster ever, and that's a conversation with you. And plus a lot of these other callers, especially ones that have been on here, you know, for like several years. I mean, it's like a brotherhood. I mean, it's just like a camaraderie. We've become friends. We've made some enemies, but a lot of us have become friends. We call and talk to each other, and you know,
isn't like the old Facebook. Remember when Facebook used to be? I don't know if it still is, but you'd go on there and you'd catch up with your buddies, your high school friends, your work buddies, and I think we came along at about that moment. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for the call. We're up against a break. We have a guest waiting. We are back. Final 30 minutes straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Alabama at the number one team in the country, South Carolina, and then later, Auburn heads to the defending champion. And we talked to the great Nikki Farkas here. We'll be in studio all night. Nikki, thank you for being here. We were talking off the air about your day job of running a WNBA franchise. But let's talk about these two games first, because I don't want to lose sight of what is straight ahead. You got the number one team in the country, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but they don't exactly look beatable at the moment. They've had a couple of close calls, but not many.
Well, the one thing that you're finding out from South Carolina is they're finding ways to win. Even if they've gotten off to a, I'm going to say, challenging start, they wear down their opponents. Their depth is key. It's something that Dawn Staley talks about a lot, of how she can go to her bench and not lose the style of play nor lose the efficiency. So that, to me, has separated South Carolina.
And I know that she's got so many different, you know, alternatives on that team, but, I mean, she is, you know, the game a couple of days ago in Tennessee was moderately close. I mean, now it's not a matter whether I don't need to tell you, but you go to Tennessee and win by one, it was a big deal. Now it's, well, that was a close game.
Yeah, I think the Tennessee team had a great game plan. They just couldn't finish out the fourth quarter. Rekia Jackson has been just outstanding for Tennessee, and to have Tamari Key back into the lineup, I think that's given Tennessee a fighting chance, if you will, when you play teams like South Carolina, because they love to rebound the basketball. And so for 3.5 quarters, you saw a very good and balanced attack by both teams. But again, South Carolina depth just continues to wear on you. And then Dawn Staley, she challenged her team to defensively pick it up. And in the fourth quarter, they really disrupted Rekia Jackson.
Later, we'll see LSU, a team that started number one in the country and also number one in drama. But things have calmed down. What about Coach Mulkey's team?
Well, Coach Mulkey has her team playing at such a high level. I call them the Fab Five. They have been just phenomenal to watch, and you can see the confidence growing in each and every one of them. Michaela Williams, the freshman, is becoming a very comfortable player as a go-to for Kim Mulkey, but she's anchored with Angel Reese, one of the best players not only in the SEC but in the country. And Morrow has just been solid for this team. And, you know, you can't say enough about Flage, what she's able to do, not only on the offensive end, but she's also able to disrupt people defensively as well. And I think Van Lith has done a nice job of settling into that point guard position, even though it's not her natural position, but she has settled in nicely for LSU.
Nikki, certainly someone who has played this game at the highest level and still part of the best level of women's basketball in the country. I wanted to talk to you about what seems like a rush to embrace women's basketball, and I know a lot of you who have been fighting for so long, I'm like going, where have you folks been? But What do you make out of this sudden spotlight on the game?
Well, it starts with the exposure. The women's basketball ecosystem from college to the pros is garnishing more exposure through television, through social, and these players are becoming household names. People recognize the Angel Reeses of the world and the Caitlin Clarks, and you're tuning in because it's great basketball. It's two teams on any given night. You can see the best players who are potentially going to go off and play in the Olympics. You're seeing some of the best players at the collegiate level who's going to be number one draft picks. It's a fun time for women's basketball in the sense of not only just young girls are watching, but young boys are talking about who their favorite players are. And they're not naming just the Steph Currys and the LeBron James of the world. They are actually naming some of these high-quality, unbelievable women as some of their favorites.
Well, I mean, we saw some of that the other night at the All-Star Weekend when the spotlight was on. And I wanted to ask you about Caitlin Clark because it almost seems prosaic to ask the Caitlin Clark question, but is it? I don't want to get on her bad side because once you say anything other than she's the greatest of all time, you end up being vilified. But is it really fair? Because it seems like she's the only player, and I know that we know that's not true. We just got through talking about a number of other top flight players, but that comes with the media, doesn't it?
It does, and Caitlin Clark is someone who has made the game interesting because of her range. Okay. She has unbelievable range. So when you look at when she comes across half court, you immediately have to pick her up. So she changes right there your defensive scheme. And then by doing so, now she's opening up the floor. So her ability to also get by you, she's just not just this three-point specialist, mind you. She's someone that can create off the bounce, and she's showing that. But she's also a great teammate. Her ability to distribute the basketball, find her teammates at the right place at the right time, she's just an all-around great basketball player. And obviously, Kelsey Plum record that she just recently broke, we were saddened by that, obviously. But, you know, there's a lot of conversations, too, about Lynette Woodard's record, and then you got Pistol Pete Maravich. But Caitlin Clark will go down in the history books as one of the greatest players to play this game.
And also one of the more precarious subjects to talk about, because some of the great women's players, some of the great men's players, it's in today's world of social media, which is good and bad, you get vilified.
Yes.
I was reading about one of the great women's players of all time today from out west talking about her and not confirming that she was the GOAT and others, as I mentioned. But in the end, that's not a bad thing to be having controversies over who the best women's player is.
No, I mean, it's not. And, you know, as a former player, I think I've been able to play with some of the greats of the game and been a part of the University of Tennessee where some great players come. But we always talked about, you know, if you're not winning championships, if your name and your jersey is not hung in the rafters, where do you stack against some of the other individuals who have gone on to do some phenomenal things statistically as well? So I think that to me is going to be an area that when you're talking about some of the great players, we also associate what they've done with their teams and how they position them to win championships.
Speaking of one of the great players of all time, Asia Wilson, we talked to her right after, I think it was the same day that Dawn's team was in Paris, and we happened to get her on, and a little bit of success in her life as well.
A little bit. I mean, she just, I don't know how she finds time to do all this, right? She's one of the best players, like you mentioned, but also she's an author, a best-selling author. The ability to go and connect with the community, she's done a phenomenal job of utilizing her platform to do so. She is really exemplifying you will be what you see, and she's just a great leader. For the Las Vegas Aces franchise. She's been the face of our franchise and the face of the league. And we're excited that we have the opportunity every day to see this young lady excel and become the person who she was destined to be. And we're a small part of that. But I know she and Dawn have such a great relationship. And Dawn's at the game. She's coming and supporting Asia during the championship run. And to see that relationship between coach, college coach, and her being now at the professional level is really special. And that has a lot to do with the culture that Dawn has created, but more importantly, who Asia Wilson is as a person.
So great to see you, Nikki. And we're just having a blast. We've talked to so many of the – I told – Coach Yeo, I didn't want it to be quoted, but we really have a lot more fun talking to the women's coaches than the men's. I said there were a lot of grouches out there in the men's game.
Well, we love to talk. You know, women are chatty anyway, but we love talking about this game. We love empowering and uplifting each other. And Coach Yeo has done a phenomenal job at Ole Miss and rallying the troops, if you will. And we'll see. I mean, I'm looking forward to the games coming up tonight. And obviously the tournament is right around the corner as well.
We'll talk to you very soon. Thanks for coming by.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.